What should be the proper relationship between a chairman of the Fed and a president of the United States?
Well, first of all, the Federal Reserve is an independent agency, and that means basically that there is no other agency of government which can overrule actions that we take.
And that's something that's unique about this approach that we're taking, is because we recognize that the politicians aren't in charge. Just as former Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan indicated, is the politicians aren't in charge. So if you keep trying to seek a political solution, you're wasting your time. So with what we're doing is basically effectively say, hey, there's a really corrupt system. We're just going to remove some of our energy from it, put some of our energy gradually, increasingly more and more into this other system. And as we do that, we are going to reward those people. And, you know, that's all money is. It's a currency. And our currency is the love currency. It's a currency of benevolence. It's a currency that serves the interests of people locally, of their culture, of their society. It's a love currency for the love revolution. And so we're trying to really articulate the differences here. And we are, you know, it's 1-2-3 Jubilee. We can basically show everybody the steps that are necessary so that we can move forward. And if people can see the whole plan, that all they do is just participate. The more they participate, the more that they are rewarded for their participation. And as they say, a journey of 1,000 miles starts with the first step. We're going to show the whole plan, so it's not even like you got to start and have this just a leap of faith where I know this is the right thing to do. I don't know where it's going to take me. Well, we're going to make it easier than that. We're going to show you the whole plan. And that actually is called the Jubilee Plan. It's interesting. Choice is actually retyping that right now so that it could be put on into the album called Jubilee, being created by the Wandering Monks. It's actually going to press very shortly. And so here we are. I've actually stated this portion of what I'm reading here. Some people ask me why I do this. I never got my Marine commission, and I want to get one as an honorary receiver, a commissioned officer. It's basically demonstrating leadership in the most historically unique, nebulous battlefield ever created. First Lieutenant Wayne Walton. Put that on my headstone. That's all I'm looking for. And also want to develop a safe world so that Choice and I can have a child. And just like you want, I mean, just imagine bringing a child into this world right now. Number one, they're $50,000 in debt. We got to fix that. So this is how you play the game. What do you want written on your headstone? Then do it, because we have the money and the system and the educators and the, you know, the meritorious system whereby that you can be rewarded, get some public recognition for what you're doing. And just like Bill Hicks says, it's just a ride. Well, let's make it a better ride by creating systems that serve us rather than enslave us. So all that we're really looking to do is a focus, you know, very specific focus on monetary reform, and then develop that system, make it a game, make it fun. And we need your, you know, your capacity to create. We're not looking to destroy anything. We're looking to just create an alternative system that serves us. There's no protesting. There's no voting. There's no wasting your time. You don't have to donate to another political, corrupt political campaign. Wasting your energy. Those are just false solutions, because, as I said before, the bankers are in charge. All right, we've got a break. We'll be right back.
all the nutrients, fill the sky up with toxic pollution. Yo, war for the profit, bombs for the savior, false flags and erratic behavior. Water full of chemicals, leached all the nutrients, fill the sky up with toxic pollution.
Sterilizing the third world, cancerous vaccines, cutting down the populace, all in the name of peace.
Yo.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including Turtle Tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot Turtle Toughs to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle Tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in 2 sizes. Get your Turtle Tough shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendovite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendovite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
We go our own way when we shine the light. We go our own way because we know it's right.
Blessings be for the people in the good fight. Hold on, cause it's gonna be using the political and spiritual, melodic to the lyrical, explicit and satirical, but utterly sincere for you. We give it away like the Chili Peppers did, and the Funky Monks are here to repeal the deficit.
It could be good if the people would come together, organize the streets in the hood. It's not a ghetto thing, yo, we're not gangsters. Those are devils from Wall Street banks.
So here we are you ready to focus on the creation of an innovative monetary system that will manifest the greatest ride in human history, right? By focusing on this, it's going to create this ride of the century. It's going to create this evolution. We will actually be designing it. We will manifest it. We're living a life with intention. And then as we do this, we also commit, as all of these communities are developing laboratories, is to cooperate and say, you know, who's getting the best system? Like, who's innovating the best? Let's cooperate. Literally, by focusing on this, we will be innovating and creating a stairway to heaven. It's a good way to view it. We're going to climb out of the hole. Things will be good, and we can work on it some more and make it better. So who wouldn't want to listen to a radio broadcast that focuses on this sort of thing? It's about 10 steps ahead of most of the other stuff that you can possibly hear on the radio. where they're constantly worrying about what the bad guys do. We don't worry about what the bad guys do. We worry about, we're the dog. The dog should just shake the flea off. Don't worry about what the flea's doing. Who cares what the flea's doing? Focus on our amazing, unique abilities. Why you're a shining star. Let your soul shine. Tell us about how your unique soul, it's a snowflake. Tell us about it. And then as we try to place people into roles, tell us right now, like, what do you think is a fair salary for payment for this unique ability? What do you think is a fair number? Is it, you know, 30 grand, 20 grand? How much time are you going to commit? Because even if you have a unique ability, but you're not applying it toward our solution, toward the evolution of your community, that unique ability really isn't helping. So be honest and be reasonable, and it should be it should be for your unique ability. We're not looking for people to just get jobs, obviously. And what will happen is, as time goes on, is more and more people, once they are recognized for their unique ability and we set up a monetary system to do that, the people who do menial jobs will get paid more and more and more. So what happens is, if things don't work out or the market doesn't respond to your unique ability, even though we're setting up some very innovative marketing systems, which are highly evolved, if the market doesn't basically react to that in the way that you're expecting it would, that we all hope that it would, so that you're happy, or maybe you just decide you don't like it. Basically, everybody can go just get some menial job and then easily sustain themselves. And since, you know, most people are out of debt, there is no national debt, et cetera, et cetera, then we are, you know, not, it's not so scary to experiment and go try different things out. And because the educational system supports that at a very young age, everything will just flow. What is your unique ability? Not conformity and homogenization as to what, you know, basically what they've got right now. You know, think about that. And the other part of that is true is, some people don't want to focus on what their unique ability is. They kind of want to travel and do those sorts of things. And because the menial jobs will always be in high demand with high pay, it'll be easier to travel in many ways. So think of it. The goal is to manifest intentional lives for all of us. And the game rules are, they're pretty simple. Focus on monetary reform. Focus on monetary reform. Focus on monetary reform. Don't be a fear pimp. Focus on monetary reform. And, you know, certainly, you know, when it's kind of scary out there, you know, if people can focus on solutions that help them survive individually, well, that's not helping everybody. That's not, you know, when things are scary, don't you want your brothers and sisters to try to be working on a solution that will help all of us? So, you know, we don't have to have a collapse. We don't have to have things get any worse than they are right now. We can start the, you know, counteroffensive, so to speak, with respect to truth right now, immediately. I mean, literally, go to the printers, write your Craigslist ad right now, start recruiting other like-minded people, take this as a CD or an MP3 file and spread it around. Say, hey, we want to be a participant. We want to make society better. Let's do it. You're smart enough, you know, like, this isn't tricky stuff. You know, you're just creating your own pieces of paper, make them look pretty, find businesses that want to participate, and they get paid recurring. We're developing systems where employees get it as bonuses as well for showing up to work regularly on time. And then the employee of the month can get, say, $100. Set it up. Develop it. What's fair? Ask everybody what they think is fair. What do you think is fair to be compensated with your unique ability? And when you bring all of these things together, when we all have the intention of cooperation, you know, I don't want to make $1 million or any. I don't know what I would do with all that. I guess I, you know, you certainly find things. Beach houses are nice, and they are expensive. So we just want to make sure everybody doesn't have five of them. Maybe one is fine. or just have timeshares. I think that's a good way to view it, so that we can all just kind of travel around and take quarters of different places. There's some people that hate being, you know, in the mountains during the summertime, even though it's epically beautiful. But they, let me say this, is they prefer being here during the wintertime when you've got all the skiing and those sorts of things. So somebody that wanted to be here in that time of the year, they might not want to be in Florida. So they could have a timeshare in Florida, and then that could be traded. That's kind of all we're talking about. Everything we're talking about is just barter. It's pretty simple. We just need to develop the systems so that these barters occur in much more readily transacted systems, easier transactions themselves, and then have those transactions have a frequent flyer aspect to them. So that is the plan, the Jubilee plan, the step-by-step idea of how you get out of that. And a brief synopsis of the Jubilee plan itself is that, one, you know, you create the thousands of currencies. You, as quickly as you can, try to make sure that you can get water, food, shelter, energy, transportation, that, so that you're self-sufficient. Everybody respects self-sufficiency as a community. It's not always possible, but you do your best. From there, you hire the de jure sheriff to protect natural rights. A grand jury should protect the people and end any kind of theft through color of law in the form of usury-based contracts. So you're basically ending income taxes, property taxes, foreclosures, victimless crimes. But in the meantime, all of those government projects can be financed through the currency system. In fact, there'll be a whole lot more, a whole lot more money available for local government. Basically, network these initiatives and broadcast each of these networks, just like tomorrow we're going to have river hours on. So we've got mountain hours where communication, and after this show is the Mile High Liberty Network, and they promote Mile High Hours. We have River Hours coming on tomorrow. We're going to Clearwater to start Clearwater Hours. So this is a broadcast to promote all of these systems. And the whole intention is to have a universal debt jubilee where all sins and debts are forgiven. We're going to forgive the bad guys. They're going to forgive our debts. We have a reset. Hit the easy button, and got to make sure that all the pensions and commitments are met. As we are free, we are also responsible. Therefore, it's our responsibility to take care of all of those existing promises, all of those contracts. It was a social contract, and even if the bad guys don't want to meet the contract, we are going to make sure that we do. And recognize, our enemy is Smeagol within ourselves, where we feel basically through media programming and all of the advertisements that are continuously showing that we're flawed people. We, when money is scarce, we often, unfortunately, by watching TV, which is very materialistic, it makes our souls become corrupted as well. So when our souls are corrupted, we don't have the self-empowerment to take on what we perceive as this big bad guy. Well, the big bad guy is just the man in the curtain. He's just a little guy operating the levers of deception. He's Smeagol, right? He's the Smeagol within our own soul, and he's the Smeagol in reality, too. They've lived decadently. They don't have any sort of moral compass, any moral high ground. All we have to do is take action, and then everything will come to us. The universe loves action, and we are taking it. We are a, like I've said repeatedly, this is not a talk show, it's a do show. Basically, by removing our energy from the top-down pyramid, we will flip a pyramid over to an upward-facing V, which is the sign of victory. It's the sign of the female, the uterus, basically, and that is the symbol of production. We are living under parasites that don't produce anything, that enslave the producers. Well, think of this upward-facing V. It's the symbol of the matron in a matriarchal society where things are based upon spirituality rather than materialism. Everything goes toward the betterment and the the benefit of the people. This is a, by the way, this is a powerful economic recovery this entire time. As we go through this process, things are just going to go up and up and up. We will have much more love for the loveless. The starved artists will be starved no more.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with the return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
And indeed, it is not to live in pain and fear. Our role on this earth is to create peace of mind. Most people on the planet do not want freedom. And, you know, they'll say they want freedom, but the reality shows that, you know, when you can't feed your children, people give up freedom in order to have peace of mind. And so if we provide and make peace of mind our goal, peace of mind for everyone, by doing that, we will all get what we want. We'll be able to create a free society as well. When I say free, I mean the voluntary society. So what we're talking about is victory. You want a unique selling proposition for this show? We talk about victory. When others, I've never even heard a plan, you know, other than, hey, let's all be active and raise money and get some guy elected. It just hasn't shown to be the solution. I haven't seen it. And once we fix the monetary system, certainly the vote and all of those things will work. It's just right now it's not working because that system has been corrupted. And again, the other aspect, in order to achieve victory, there must be focus. Focus is what it's a necessary ingredient for achievement. And what we have to stop doing is, you know, just think of, if I go on Facebook, I'm on Facebook a lot, it's just repost after post after post. It's just symptom. They have groups about talking about symptoms. Robin was watching the MTV Achievement Awards, I think it was. And they're always, they had Ben Affleck on there, and he was active, I believe it was in the Congo. And he's well-intended, certainly. And basically there's hardship, you know, they're starving. The girls are used, as he said, or they're viewed as being tools. And that's all a symptom of a globally corrupt monetary system. When will the church, you know, if you go to church, they talk about all the symptoms. We're going to raise money for homelessness. Well, why don't you focus on usury? That's what Jesus did, you know, a Christian church. Think of it, how he got violent and angry only one time. The Prince of Peace, he got angry because he was focused on the underlying root cause problem, the source, right? For every thousand hacking at the branches, I always repeat that. So when people are talking about 9/11, like I'm going to talk some really Zionists or anti-Zionists or war or anti-war, or I'm not saying that there's not a correct position. You know, 9/11 was an inside job. All right. There is a correct position. The point is if you get everybody on the planet to agree that 9/11 was an inside job, you're still a slave. So why focus on something that isn't going to emancipate you? If, you know, there's a debate, you know, Zionism versus anti-Zionism versus Palestine, right? And there's absolutely a correct position there. And however, if, you know, the anti-Zionists are able to emancipate the Palestinians, which we should absolutely do, right? Are we free? No, because we still have a corrupt monetary system. And that's, there's never going to be financing in order to get, you know, the Zionists to stand down. They've got the nukes and all of those things. So what we need to do is the only change that we can create is organically within the body, within it's just a mindset. The revolution is within us personally, where we change our focus, our viewpoint, that we have, you know, just like the Bob Marley thing is none but ourselves can free our mind. Well, we have to free our collective mind so that we stop acting like chickens that, you know, whenever there's an event, we all just go running around clucking and just. Oh, what's your opinion? Cluck, 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 cluck. In the meantime, there's just no plan. And compare that to what the guys at Jekyll Island did. They sat down at the table, they focused, and by focusing, they won the second round of, you know, in the enslavement of mankind. We just kicked off the third round on Independence Day. We're going to win this one. So that is the difference. They focused. They didn't, they engineered events by controlling the money system. They could script the future. They use their focus to manifest their future. We don't do that right now. We just are responding continuously to, oh, this guy got arrested. Okay, let's cluck and post about that for like 3, 4, 5 days. Bradley Manning with Julian Assange. Like, okay, let's say Julian Assange is out. Are you, you know, he's free. Bradley Manning is out. Are you free? Like, these things do need to happen. But the point is, if we all channel and focus on the primary tool of enslavement, just like they did, that's what the bad guys did. They, and the other thing they didn't do is, oh, but what if the people find out and they enslave us or hang us or whatever? They didn't do that either. They didn't live in fear. They just said, we're going to do this thing. We are going to be focused. That's what the bad guys did with deception. We don't have to do it with deception. We can do it with focus. We can achieve victory. We will achieve victory because this is happening now.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
An effective, 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. HeartandBody.com.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates, and I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are. Incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
Indigenous wisdom, indigenous wisdom, yeah, reflections in the light. And I'm glad to be a part of your tribe and see the brilliance of your heart and your mind.
Word up.
You know what I'm saying? It's like nothing left to do but come correct. You know what I mean? It's like you can only go crooked for so long before eventually you're going to come full circle back. Yeah, so we getting our warriors, our love soldiers, and whoever really damn, it's a revolutionary stand when we get the people to chant, we get your people to chant.
Revolution,
revolution, revolution, revolution,
love, peace, and revolution. That is the Wandering Monks and Ancient Wisdom. Do check out their album at wanderingmonksmusic.com or iTunes and support Truth Artists. They are going to be performing at the Paul Fest 2 days from now. Roughly 11:30 or so. So get your tickets. You can buy them online right now, 2-for-1, and get a deal. So we are basically going through this, showing how we're developing a game and what are the rules of the game. The rules of the game require that you focus, and if we focus all on this one thing, it is the silver bullet to defeat the New World Order Death Star. And we have the plans. We have the way to do it. We actually had a competition that was for a $1,000 prize that John Turmel and Xavier Garay, who have both been guests on this program, they co-shared that victory. And they had a system that was based organically and could be created by the people where they can just take action. And that's what we're doing. That's what, just like that's what Argentina did. So here we go, talking about unique selling propositions of this broadcast, and that is the 10 reasons for activists of the Tea Party, Occupy, and Ron Paul movements to listen to Mountain Hours Evolution Radio. We have a specific mission. Create a voluntary, abundant, usury-free, responsible society. We have a plan for victory. Like, it's just done. You know what I mean? I believe in my absolute soul that we have won already. And as soon as that message just spreads around, that's literally what I'm going to go up on stage. Like, we won. You know, some people are going to think we're lost because the Paul campaign is kind of capitulating with the Romney campaign. Like, I view that as a victory. Like, now we're past all that. We recognize that that was a lie, too. The libertarians and the freedom movement, they recognize that that was a non-solution. So they can basically move on. And the other thing is kind of like a blessing in disguise that Rand Paul kind of sold out. That when we see these guys sell out, it's just that's kind of a blessing because now we know what they really are. We can move forward. The strategy with what our intention is to unite all factions to create a universal debt jubilee via thousands of networked local currencies used to hire the sheriff to stop enforcing the usurer's fraudulent liens and income taxes, property taxes, foreclosures, victimless crimes, and we fund finance social programs with the monetary and lending system and tariffs. All of it's done on a voluntary side, a free side. There's no coercion and violence. We don't have a bad relationship. And the basis for any moral society is the non-aggression principle. That's absolutely essential. Absolutely it's non-negotiable. There we go. Our tactics are peaceful, non-violent activism to promote local currencies across the country in order to flip pyramids. Minimum participation. We don't need a majority to prevail, only a tireless minority willing to set brush fires in other people's minds. We can prevail with small numbers. We only need in each community to be able to create a network that can sustain life and hire the sheriff with the local currency. The bad guys didn't take over with weapons or large numbers. We don't need to do anything except advance, be evangelical about an idea whose time has come. I'm reading this. I apologize here. It's the next. Targeted action at specific institutionalized problems. Who is the enemy? Usury, interest, and REBA-based money creation and lending will enslave the people, whether it's backed by gold, silver, paper, or digits. Usury, interest, REBA-based money creation and lending will enslave the people, whether it's on big government, small government, or even no government. Don't get stuck in Hegelian dialects created by the parasitic user to keep us in confusion, to keep us pursuing non-solutions. Usury is the original sin of the world's economic monetary problems. That is written by K. Rock, the truth hammer. Recognize, too, that we must love the sinner, the parasitic usurer, and hate the sin of usury. Even if all parasitic users were put in jail, we would still be debt slaves if their system continues. Innovation will make their system obsolete without blood, inflation, or years. We can win in weeks or months once our ideas are articulated, focused upon, and committed to. Here are 10 reasons to listen to this unique and innovative emancipation communication. 1. Keep what you're doing. Excuse me. Number 1. Keep on doing what you've been doing. You'll keep on getting what you've been getting. voting, protesting, occupying do not threaten the oligarch which rules the U.S. and the world. 2. Competition is a sin. Rockefeller knew to finance all competing ideas so that the real revolution would be controlled, that any real threat could, because they financed their opposition. The corporate media and most of the patriot media are supporting false solutions, false options, and therefore they effectively become tools of the oligarchy. 3, for every 1,000 hacking at the branches of evil, there is one who strikes the root. Henry David Thoreau, Mountain Hours Evolution Radio focuses like a laser on innovating our social DNA, energy transfer technology. Energy transfer technology is just our currency. So by fixing our social DNA, we fix how we interact with our brothers and sisters. So it's a benevolent action. The sun's light magnified with a lens can burn a hole in a piece of paper. Focus is what is required to achieve excellence. Focus is what's required to achieve results, excellence, victory, and abundance. 4, unite or die. Mountain Hour's local currency solution is easily pitched to all factions as a tool to unite for common purpose. Stop listening to loyal opposition gatekeepers who pretend to fight the system but only offer false solutions and division. Don't follow the haters and dividers. 5, we are the leaders we have been waiting for. Thousands of local currencies needed to be designed, promoted, innovated, and maintained. Each of you has a beautiful, unique ability which will be needed and compensated as we grow our system. Elections require that we give away our power to some phony political savior. That savior is loyal opposition. Yes, even your favorite guy. Confidence men and women can't work their trade without deception that goes deeper than our present facts. Keep your power. Millionaires hired by billionaires and trillionaires to maintain very deep deceptions are what we are dominated by. Follow ideas, not men. Trust your neighbors, family, and friends. Control over money, not centralized. Absolute power corrupts absolutely. 6, you never change things by fighting the existing reality. To change something, you build a new model that makes the existing model obsolete. Bucky Fuller. We are building an innovative monetary system with the specific goal of creating abundance for the people at the bottom. A debt-free, usury-free, bottom-up distributed, voluntary monetary system makes debt, usury, top-down, centralized, compulsory monetary system obsolete. An interest-free mortgage makes an interest-based mortgage obsolete. 7, talk is cheap. Mountain Hours Evolution Radio is not talk radio, it's do radio. Theory is cheap. Do you want a hands-on mechanic to repair your car, or someone who has read a book about it, somebody that has a theory about fixing cars, or a real hands-on mechanic? We promote an actual functioning currency system, which now has 70 businesses. Zero debt or interest is owed on $20,000 that is currently circulating after 4 months. Only 4 months. Zero interest. You can come here and spend money as a tourist. Doers trump talkers and theoreticians. 8, a journey of 1,000 miles starts with the first step. Mountain Hours Evolution Radio has an actionable plan to emancipate global debt slaves. I mean, you can take action on it immediately. We do every morning. We don't pitch fear. We do not face difficult technical challenges. We simply lack confidence to trust in ourselves and one another. As soon as we get over this, you know, this self-loathing kind of thing, where we are willing to take account of ourselves, to challenge ourselves, this will very quickly be over. Women that are listening, protect your children like a fierce mother bear would. Stand up. Get tough. The bear doesn't... mess around. Mother bear, it goes after the male bears, even though they're smaller. That ferocity, focused, not for violence, but for purpose and love. Channel that for your children. Our enemy is simply Smeagol from Lord of the Wings. Lord of the Rings. He's been very decadent, and because of that, he has no self-confidence. Simply it's the man behind the curtain. And so unfortunately, it's the man in the mirror for much of us, and myself included. For a very long time, I lived decadently. Now I am turning that frown upside down, and we together are going to save the planet. Number 9, every emotion comes from either love or fear. We move in the direction of our most dominant thought. Mountain Hours Evolution Radio does not fearmonger. We do not talk about personal survival, wherein the same crew of evil bankers will still be in charge once we get out of our bunkers. Survivalism isn't abundance. What we're doing is abundance for all of the people because we're designing it with that intention. We are creating a system for people to thrive in collectively and voluntarily. We will move forward step by step toward the light. We will move forward toward the solution. We will do the next right thing and let God do the worrying. By learning to get in touch with our mortal soul, the fear goes away. Fear is false evidence appearing real. Fear is a liar. We are a movement of dedicated activists who will be remembered by humanity that they stood up during a time of crisis. We march to the proverbial sounds of gunfire in an economic and spiritual battlefield. We are the love revolution. We are in the embodiment of revolutionaries such as Jesus, Thomas Paine, Martin Luther King, Gandhi, Malcolm X. Non-violent civil disobedience. Be the change you want to see in the world. Be it. Don't listen to it. Don't read about it. Don't protest it. Don't just talk about it. Be the change. And even more, create systems where others can easily join in and be the change also. We're being self-responsible as free people, as free sovereigns should be. He who has the gold makes the rules. The New World Order has got all the physical gold and the real gold. The real gold is the people's beautiful, loving commercial energy. It's our time and energy that is the real gold. By harnessing our time, our captors have innovated slavery. Most cannot even perceive that they have become debt slaves. Our energy is used by them to enslave us and support their corrupt systems. As our currency is backed by the real gold of the people, it's our time who control it. We can remove our energy from their corrupt systems. We can emancipate our system. We can emancipate ourselves quickly as we change the color of pieces of paper that we call money. 11, bonus reason to listen to this broadcast is, every revolution needs a soundtrack. The Wandering Monks Freedom Movement have written and created specific music delineating the above Jubilee plan that we have just gone over. These enlightened hip-hop artists are a gift from the universe. It's where when one can find artists which offer monetary truth, love, catchy beats all in the same place. Catch them now. It's like catching Bob Marley in a concert in 1970, way before his time. It's time for the evolution of humanity. This is the specific step-by-step plan to create an environment and an economic system whereby that can occur. We are the social DNA / currency which needs to evolve so it can create a benevolent future based upon benevolent transactions, benevolent exchanges of energy. That's what money is. And with these benevolent exchanges, there is no parasitism or leakage. It's time to begin dreaming again. It's time for our tomorrows to be far better than our todays. We are creating systems whereby the people will have interest-free mortgages. That's extremely powerful. 10 years to pay off something that we currently pay 30 years for. That's 20 years of your life back. And by the way, why doesn't your current truth teller or bank fighter talk about any of this? Are they really fighting the banks if they're not talking about a way that you can have a 10-year mortgage instead of a 30-year mortgage? Who's really on your side? Have you heard that anywhere else? And we might even be able to do better with than that. Mike Montaigne of the Mathematically Perfected Economy, he has a well-thought system that would have a better mortgage rate repayment schedule than that even. So there's all of these solutions there. They're just hidden. We need to have a monetary system, a system to promote these initiatives and bring them to the forefront. And remember, don't listen to the guys that are warning you about inflation. We are suffering from deflation. We don't have enough Federal Reserve notes. Because we don't have enough Federal Reserve notes, it makes it very difficult to pay our debts. So there's just a brief rundown of combining this right now, literally what we're recording, and planning to put that onto a CD, and that's what I'm going to give out at Paul Fest. And you know, everything that you're seeing me do, you know, start the currency, get on the radio so that you have a hub to communicate, start talking, join with me, we'll network together. That's how this all comes together. Be right back.
There's more money owed than there is in circulation. That's how the elite covertly murder nations. Ever notice how the struggle never ends? The rising cost of living, now we're all running things.
Money is a form of energy transfer technology which can be used for good or evil. Currently, it is evil because, 1, it is based on a debt with interest which is mathematically unsustainable and results in exponentially compounding debt. 2, the money power is stolen by the parasites and spent by them first instead of the producer. 3, the parasites control its distribution in a top-down system. The currency then flows in economic circuits which support the values of the oligarchy. 4. The parasite purposely expands and contracts the supply to engineer foreclosures, bankruptcies, and loss of sovereignty. Solution? Usury-free local currency energy transfer technology permits the people to harness their own commercial energy. Only then are they sovereign to finance projects which support their values in a sustainable manner. No longer are the people in a condition whereby they are a dog which begs its own fleas for some of its own blood back. MountainHours.com.
Hey, aloha, I'm Joby Weeks from Breckenridge, Colorado. What are Mountain Hours? It's organic money that we've been using in Summit County, Colorado. That's right, you heard me correctly, organic money. How can Mountain Hours benefit you? Mountain Hours expand the local money supply and keep the money in the community. Mountain Hours promote and expand local shopping with an endless multiplier. Mountain Hours almost doubles the local minimum wage to $10, benefiting not only workers but businesses as well, who find new and loyal customers. Mountain Hours enables shoppers to afford premium prices for locally crafted goods and for locally grown organic food. Mountain Hours helps start new businesses and creates jobs. It reduces dependence on imports and transportation fuels. Mountain Hours will make grants to nonprofit community organizations and zero interest loans. Mountain Hours stimulate community pride and help everyone become more prosperous.
Join the Mountain Hours revolution.
Are you a keeper or abolitionist of usury? This is the true debate between debt slaves which will lead to their emancipation. The parasitic usurers have created many Hegelian dialects which they remain in control no matter who wins. Example, Coke or Pepsi, Democrat or Republican, progressive or conservative. Here's a good one, gold money or worthless fiat paper. The parasitic usurer can enslave the people on gold, silver, paper, or digital money creation and lending. The parasitic usurer can dominate societies with big government, small government, or even no government. The people can have abundance this year once they realize that usury is the original sin of the world's monetary and economic problems. The real debate is, are you a keeper or abolitionist of the mathematic fraud of usury-based money creation and lending? The emancipation of global debt slaves is the human rights cause of all time. Jubilee 2012 via MountainHours.com.
Policies, the same laws you never will see. Set the support righteous man.
Why did the people invite me to make new policies? Somebody help me please understand.
This, the Wandering Monks, once again, they're going to be performing at Paul Fest, roughly 11 to midnight on this Friday, August the 24th, 2 days from now. That's in Tampa. It's at the fairgrounds, and that's actually undercover, fortunately, because there might be a hurricane or something coming on. When you're in Florida, like, the hurricane thing is just so tired. As like an overhype, it's like a warning of terrorism, you know what I mean? They always got to hype the fear. Again, we've got this game that we're creating, and let's make a ride, you know what I mean? Just like we close out the show with, we're on a ride, we're just on a ball hurling through space. Why should we possibly put ourselves through the fear that we go through? It's completely unnecessary. The universe has abundance. It's just being misappropriated right now. It's the history of mankind. There's always an elite few. Whatever works, you know what I mean? They'll use whatever tools they can find in order to basically, so that they can be lazy, you know, so that they don't have to work. And the thing is, they're not happy. You know, you can't be happy when you are just perpetrating such evil. They will be a whole lot better off when they're able to pursue their own unique abilities. Hopefully they have skills other than just being sociopaths. So they'll have to figure that out. And that's the whole adventure. That is the adventure, is trying to figure that out. I finally just figured out what I want to do when I grow up. And I hope that I can work on my artistry and hope that it's as effective and just artistically perfect as the Wandering Monks is. And as we move forward, hopefully I'll stumble over words less. Hopefully I'll be able to read a little bit better. Hopefully I'll find the right kind of audience that likes my sort of delivery, because ultimately, if there could be another person or 10 people, that's what we want. We want hundreds of people that can articulate this exact same message. We just don't, we want to have them focus. So the delivery, if somebody doesn't like the way I'm saying it, which will be lots, so it's a matter of finding, no matter what, we're going to create thousands of currencies. So it's going to be all kinds of people with all sorts of skills. Just imagine when the really good communicators take up this particular method of solution. They take up this particular train of thought, that they get with the program, that they join the game, right? That we get some really good communicators and some people with a lot more money than I do. When we get those people to participate in the game, that's when this is really going to take off. And God will handle that. We don't have to worry about it. And we don't have to wait for saviors. I don't really mean to put it in that sort of way. We can do this ourselves, but we're going to get some other people with more unique abilities and skills to help move the overall effort forward, the love revolution toward universal debt jubilee.
To try and tell us that. You ever notice that? And let the demons run amok? But it doesn't matter, because it's just a ride. And we can change it anytime we want. It's only a choice. No effort, no work, no job, no savings of money. A choice right now between fear and love. The eyes of fear want you to put bigger locks on your door, buy guns, close yourself off. The eyes of love instead see all of us as